Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, look, I don't know why they do it. It's not like they aren't clever. I guess it's the difference between being clever and smart or educated and savvy. Last Friday, the paywalled Times ran a splash about the NHS and the 3.4 billion ring-fenced cash to do something about NHS IT. Of all the boneheaded ideas the department, strategy and comms people could have come up with, the number one on the list announced in the Times by the Sugar Plum Fairy was, and I quote, "Doctors will use the NHS app to monitor your step counts to get you back to work." Now, look, unfortunately, I'm cursed with a long memory. I've seen billions wasted on IT initiatives fundamentally hold below the waterline, most often by the threat of the intrusive use of our health data. Connecting for Health drowned in large part because no one could develop a narrative about the use of patient data. Care.data similarly sunk by fears about the use of patient data. There's a bow wave of mistrust heading in our direction over Palantir's contract to provide software to manipulate patient data. Any thought that the use of the NHS app will be used as a lever to crowbar people back into work is beyond crass and asinine, doesn't get near it. Already the tabloids have picked it up, and I linked to some very unfortunate headlines, and online, and I linked to that as well. This is set to cause a huge problem. The narrative will switch from the benefits of the app to the privacy of the data. This was unnecessary, mutton-headed, brainless, ignorant, and, well, just plain bleep, bleep, stupid. And it's not true. For whoever made this up, shooting or flogging is too good for them. They deserve three rounds with Mike Tyson and their P45. It is so damaging. Over the 5 years, the NHS app that's been in existence for 5 years is the one piece of recently developed NHS technology that the public trust and use in their millions. And I linked to the headcount on that. It's really interesting. Have a look. They use it because after a lot of invisible grunt work laying the foundation, it's reliable, simple and private. It's relevant to people and their lives. Any suggestion that it will be the work and pensions spy in your pocket will kill it stone dead. Any whiff of a thought that personal data will be used across government departments will finish it off in a week. Well, relax, this type of functionality doesn't exist yet. Indeed, the app developers are having enough trouble connecting it to trust so that patients can choose and book secondary care appointments. The Wayfinder software, and I linked to that in this morning, the Wayfinder software to enable it only exists in a quarter of hospitals, and half of them haven't got it turned on. That still leaves us with a £3.4 billion problem. Just what are they going to do with NHS IT with £3.4 billion? I can't imagine that NHS England could winkle that kind of cash out of the Treasury without some sort of a plan, and the sooner we know what it is, the better. It'll stop election apparatchiks creating more bonkersness, connecting your credit card to the NHS app to see how many times a week you go to the chip shop so we can offer diet advice. No, no. What will the 3.4 billion do? Well, my hope it will be nothing we can see. In the same way my relationship with the banks changed forever when I found I could sit on the sofa, pay my bills, set up standing orders, send money to a friend in New Zealand, buy an ISA at 3 a.m. in Honolulu. I want the NHS to invest in the invisible grunt work of making hospital login by face recognition for frontline staff standard. The grunt work to create proper interoperability for the right people to see what they need to see, like a martini, anytime, any place, anywhere, in the hospital for surgeons, on Mrs. Williams' sofa for the community nurse, at play school for the health visitor, in the middle of the night for a midwife, on the 18th floor of a tenement in Brahman at 50 miles an hour in an ambulance on the M25. I don't want to spend a penny on anything called artificial intelligence. I want real brains, grunt working, on using machine learning to and image recognition for diagnostics, decision support, and when and where it's needed. Grunt work to create bomb-proof voice recognition for doctors' notes and Bluetooth bedside observations drop straight into patients' records. I do not want the kind of stinking thinking that ended up in the Times in the article, and I quote, ready for this, $430 million for the app by the summer to make the nation feel healthier. What are they going to do by June to make me feel anything apart from homicidal? Or developments as portrayed in another headline, AI technology listening in to consultations. Give me strength. There's an election coming. Beware, the NHS will be the battleground and IT will be weaponized. We should use the $3.4 billion to do the heavy lifting behind the scenes. No bells and whistles, just a solid railroad track to take us to a new destination for the NHS, Easy Town. The message for the public is, you may not notice at first, but the NHS will be a better, safer place and easier to use. Yep, easier, because the big thing that matters to people is access. The six easy gets, easy to get in, easy to get diagnosed, easy to get fixed up, easy to get out, easy to get on with life, and easy to get a smile from the people whose work has been made easier. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly. Have a good week, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye-bye now.